You are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.
You're listening to the Sage Advice Podcast, and we are continuing with our Ask Sage Advice series. Today's question comes in from a young woman who says that my boyfriend and I broke up in 2019 and did not stay in contact through the pandemic and lockdown. But recently I learned that he's in a relationship with my close friend. I'm happy for both of them, but I just can't seem to get over the fact that a third person told me about this. Neither of them had the courage or guts to tell me that they're together. I don't feel much for the guy anymore, but I'm unable to forgive my close friend for not telling me. What should I do? I don't want to lose her as a friend. Priyanka Mukherjee is answering your question, so pay attention. Priyanka says that these feelings crawl into our minds and in our psyche when we start to believe that there is a sense of entitlement. Entitlement that, of course, these intimate stories of other people, pains and gains, whatever is going on inside of them, we need to know about them. We sort of want to exercise that sense of entitlement ke hame kyun nahi bataya gaya. And the moment we realize that it's not about us at all, it's about them, it's their lives, and that's when the sense of entitlement fades away. It is important if we want to feel easy and relaxed within our minds, within our space. This sense of great expectation and someone owing something to me is not going to help your cause. Moreover, Priyanka feels that communicating your feelings to your friend can be a way of catharsis for you. It will definitely help you unburden and strengthen the bond. If she has not taken the first step, why don't you express your faith and intimacy? And if you don't want to lose your friend, go ahead and talk to her. Probably because maybe both of them knew that it would make you feel bad and uncomfortable, and that's the reason they're trying to be a little protective, but yes, in a negative sort of a way. So that's Priyanka Mukherjee's perspective. And now Veera has also put in her piece of advice for you. Coming to know about a closed one from a third person can always be hurtful and very devastating, and it does give rise to very negative emotions. But as a counselor, she says she would like to hold a session with you wherein she wants you to figure out and explore and understand how would you react. What would your reaction be when you got to know about this? And have you explored those feelings? She would also like to take up with you that being in a lockdown, going through the pandemic, was she really talking to a close friend throughout, or you just did not have a connect? If the friendship bond was continued and the connection was there, daily conversations were happening, it becomes a totally different scenario. So, Nupur has also put in her advice for you. She says that jealousy is a very strong emotion and can drive a person towards a lot of unhealthy thoughts and behaviors. And she feels that she'd like to understand, how are you coping with this emotion right now? Because that's your state of mind. It could be a mix of betrayal and jealousy. How are you handling it? And at times, we believe that certain people are answerable to us and accountable to us, never knowing when this expectation turns into a demand. So, helping you understand the difference between what you're demanding at the moment and what is a healthy sense of expectation. So sometimes these lines blur, and that's when you need a counseling session to help you sort out the problem. And in that case, all you need to do is get on to sageadvice.in, sageadvice.in, and book a session with any of the counselors who can help you sort out a relationship issue in a very quick time. Maybe make sense of it, and maybe help you decide the future course of action, especially when post the pandemic, it is something that's eating you on the inside. You need to talk about it, and talking to someone always helps, and why not an expert? So think about that. Moreover, if you have a question and you want that answered, all you got to do is get onto our WhatsApp hotline 8284-800-259. Let me repeat that slowly for you. 8284-800-259. Reach out to us. We are here listening all the time because we want to help you build a better life.
You are listening to The Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.